Which is worse, office life now or 50 years ago? When this question was put to me recently, I didn't need to think for more than 2 seconds before producing an answer. Obviously, it's worse now. We have no job security. We work unbearably long hours. Competition has destroyed the collegiate spirit. Every man is for himself. We only turn off when asleep and are still checking emails with one hand as we clean our teeth with the other. The result is stress, exhaustion, and alienation. Reflecting on this later, I realised I'd got it all wrong. Working life in 2014 is not worse than it was in 1964. For privileged professionals, at least, it's better than it's ever been. For a start, in 1964, I probably wouldn't have had a professional job at all due to being a woman. Working life for half the educated population has improved immeasurably. Furthermore, office jobs have surely got less boring. All routine tasks are done by semiconductors, and business is changing so fast that only the witless can find it dull. In the UK, jobs in the relatively interesting creative industries are growing faster than duller jobs in finance. And who can be bored when we have the entire internet in our pockets to keep us amused in the odd dull moment? Office life is also getting more equal, even if not quite as equal as companies would have you believe. There's less tugging of forelocks, underlings who have ideas are no longer positively discouraged from expressing them. Behaviour in offices has also changed for the better. It's not true that more competition means more nastiness. Instead, the most unpleasant places to work are top universities where tenured professors are vile, not through too much competition, but through too little. The law of averages dictates that there will always be a few misanthropes around the water cooler, but they have a rougher time of it now than they used to. Gratuitous beastliness is out of fashion. Bullying, homophobia, sexism and racism are not only frowned on, they're illegal. The next improvement is that we no longer have so many amateurs and incompetents ordering us around. When I joined the workforce in the City of London in the early 1980s, a significant minority of fellow bankers were dullards and alcoholics. In the past couple of decades, the UK has raised its game and the quality of management is much higher. The trappings of office life have never been so good either. Buildings are bright and light, chairs are comfortable. The man sitting next to you doesn't puff his way through 40 cigarettes every day. And close to hand are cappuccinos and nice sandwiches, unthinkable delicacies compared to the Nescafe from a machine that used to be the order of the day. The flexibility that technology has given us is the biggest improvement of all. Yet the change is so fundamental it's easy to forget how bad life was without it. It's true that thanks to technology we never turn off and insist on sending emails at 11 p.m, which is inefficient, unhealthy, and usually quite unnecessary. But we can't blame our offices for that. The blame surely rests with us. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC World Service.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.